Thank you, we will. Who's going to leave right now if you don't drop this Mr. business? Who, Harvey? No, he's not late. Why, he's right here, sitting next to me. He's right here with me. Well, he's here. No, I'm afraid not. He's got a bad case of laryngitis right now and can't talk above a whisper. Well, why don't you ask me what you want to know, and I'll do my best to give you the answers. Well, it was back in 1947 in the Broadway comedy hit which was named after him. And Frank Fay, the leading man, decided to take a vacation for a few weeks, and Harvey consented to my taking over the role of Elwood P. Dowd. I did the same thing for a few weeks in 1948, and after that I didn't see Harvey for quite a while until he came out here to Hollywood to star in the motion picture version of the play. It sure is. Yes, sir. I've been in film for some time now. No one has ever thought of making a picture named Jimmy Stewart. But then you have to realize that Harvey isn't like any other star. He's quite unusual. Well, Harvey was born in the Carry Patch section of St. Louis, Missouri. Well, Harvey's quite a gourmet. Among his favorite foods are carrots and hearts of lettuce, Brussels sprouts a la Louis the 16th. His pet aversions are rabbit stew and people who carry rabbit's legs as good luck charms. He carries a chicken foot himself. Let me think now. Just a minute. I'll ask him. That's right, Harvey. Oh, I almost forgot. Well, certainly, didn't you hear him? Well, he did. And he said his favorite hobbies are dancing the bunny hug, the cabbage patch stomp, and the Lindy Hop. He certainly does. For Filmtown really gave him the red carpet treatment. After all, you have to remember that Harvey was quite a star in his own right even before he went to work for Universal International Pictures. How many other personalities can you mention who have played on Broadway for more than 5 years and received more than 10 different awards, including the Pulitzer Prize, and who's broken box office records in New York City and San Francisco, Los Angeles, St. Louis, London, Spain, Peru, Ecuador, Brazil, and is presently being besieged with offers to appear in Greece, Israel, France, and Belgium? Well, they gave him his own dressing room, his own makeup artist, even reserved a chair for him in the studio commissary. Well, in a way, I'm sure he won't mind me saying so, but Harvey is a great scene stealer. Oh, no, yes, you are, Harvey. Now, don't deny it. Well, as Elwood P. Dowd, I portray a man who a lot of people think has quite an imagination. Old Josephine Hull, Victoria Horn, Peggy Dow, Cecil Calloway, Charles Grake. No, I don't think so. Oh, they claim that Harvey doesn't exist, that he's just in my imagination. Now, that's pretty silly, isn't it? You know as well as I do that Harvey exists because you can see him right here in this room, can't you? Well, you can, can't you? He's 6 feet 3.5 inches tall, with long ears, and he's dressed in white fur. What do you mean, for what? He's dressed in white fur, F-U-R, rabbit fur. No, not exactly. He's a puka. Well, it's a... pardon me, just a minute. All right, Harvey. Now? I see, I'm awfully sorry, but you'll have to excuse us. Harvey says he isn't feeling very well. Thank you, and on behalf of Harvey and myself, may I say the best to you and yours. Come on, Harvey.